At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
Refinancing your car at Kemba Financial Credit Union can get you quick access to cash to help manage high rate debts and expenses. Get up to $500 next day cash back, plus no payments for 90 days, and take cash equity out. Make your car work for you and drive away with extra cash. Apply at Kemba.org. Restrictions apply. Offer ends April 30th, 2024. Federally insured by NCUA.
Welcome to Fantasy Football Weekly, a production of iHeartRadio.
Time now for Fantasy Football Weekly from iHeartRadio, your weekly source for the nation's best fantasy football advice, speculation, and whatever stupid stuff they decide to drop into the show. Now here's your host, Paul Charchian.
Welcome, it's Fantasy Football Weekly. I am Paul Charchian. My co-host, as usual, Brian Johnson.
What's up, Charch?
Oh, delighted to be here.
I'm just closest.
There is that. You are close. Honestly, it's a factor. I mean, Scott Fish lives on the total other side of town. Matt Harrison's out in the boondocks. Yeah, so we got to, you know, so maybe that's it. Maybe they don't actually hate me. Which would be good.
I was really hoping you were going to say, no, you're the best co-host.
And you're the best co-host.
I hope Matt.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Before we jump into our breakdown of the AFC West and the NFC West offseason moves and the most under and overdrafted players, which is really a sleeper and bust segment. If you've heard the last couple of weeks, you know we're identifying the players who we are and are not targeting for each one of these teams. Before we jump into those, a reminder. You can get my cheat sheet, guillotineleagues.com, for free. You can get the premium sheet if you want to spend $10. It's got all the deep dive data you will want for your guillotine leagues and even non-guillotine leagues. We've got a super cool new app coming really now, pretty shortly. I'm excited to show you the new mobile app for guillotine leagues, private leagues, public leagues, and our super cool super chop high stakes leagues where you can win thousands of dollars. So all of that going on at guillotineleagues.com.
All open for business.
Yes, yes, baby. Nothing like a guillotine league draft. It's so different. The mentality is so different. The drafting is so different. The in-season management so incredibly different. Get to work your fantasy brain in all new ways in the guillotine
league. And unlike standard leagues drafting right now, if your first round pick goes down, your season's essentially over, but not in a guillotine league. Because all you got to do is not come in last, and that's still you can do that losing a first round pick, say in training camp or whatever.
Yeah.
And you just replace them.
Yep, go to the waiver wire. Go spend some money. Go
survive
the
first week.
You know, Christian McCaffrey's on the waiver wire after week one. Go spend. You can solve that problem.
Guillotine leagues are the best format to draft early in.
I don't think you can recover from anything that goes wrong so easy.
Absolutely.
Absolutely true. Let's go to the AFC West. Let's just start with, let's go with the Chiefs. Because, you know, in the AFC West, the Chiefs are it's the sun of the AFC West, and the other three teams just revolve around Kansas City.
Yeah, offseason moves that matter. Kansas City let Juju Smith-Schuster and Mecole Hardman walk in free agency. Those were not
those barely qualify as moves that
matter. They will not be missed. Kansas City did draft Rushy Rice in the third round. People are intrigued by him, big body wide receiver. We'll see how that goes. Also signed Richie James from the Giants. Not an offseason move, but Justin Ross, who his freshman year at Clemson looked like he was going to be the top wide receiver in his class. Had the neck issue last year, put on IR. He could make the team, so another guy you want to keep your eye on. Will the offense be better or worse than last year? not worse.
I mean, if everyone stays healthy.
It doesn't seem like it.
I'll say better. I think I like, you know, again, they're not going to miss Juju. They're not going to miss Hardman. If Rashee Rice turns out to hit, by all means, they're going to be a better offense.
And Sky Moore has room to get a lot better.
Sky Moore and Kadarius Toney, if he can stay healthy. There's a lot of receivers there. None of them are my most underdrafted player by ADP. By the way, they're all pretty cheap outside of Mahomes and Kelsey.
Well, you know
Kelsey
why.
Kelsey and Mahomes.
Outside of Tyreek Hill, in the Mahomes era, every other receiver you've drafted, and it's been all of us, every other Chiefs receiver has not worked out for you. You know, everybody else is just like, oh, I just want somebody Patrick Mahomes is throwing to. And so, you know, go get Mecole Hardman or whoever.
Yeah.
It's all blown up.
All the best ball drafts I've done when I've gotten Kelsey and Mahomes, you got to take them with the first two picks. It is not hard. Like, I have stacked 8, 9, 10 Chiefs. Like, why not? Like,
because you can.
Because you can. You don't have to really reach to get all these guys. Mm-hmm. But I'm going to go with Jerick McKinnon. Going off the board is RB43 right now. Certainly a premium in PPR formats. Non-PPR, not as much, but not as many people play that these days. But he was a league winner last year, the second half of the year. 8, 9 receiving touchdowns. Mm-hmm. You know, running backs, there's not a ton of bell cows, and he's a great pass-catching back on a great offense. RB43, he's a value there.
I'm shocked it's RB43, just briefly, because typically if you have the great December and playoff run, everybody remembers those recent games, and that momentum carries over to the drafting the next summer.
Well, what
but not Jerick McKinnon.
What suppressed his value is he was unsigned for a while. And Kansas City finally signed him, but again, his ADP has kind of just been on a plateau, which is he's a steal right now in my mind. Kadarius Toney, not a steal, though. He's my most overdrafted player by ADP. Love his potential. He just struggled to stay healthy, so I'm not convinced he can do that.
What is his ADP?
Wide receiver 38, 72nd.
Wow, that's so, way higher than I've got Kadarius Toney.
I'd rather take a flyer on Sky Moore, Rashee Rice, basically all the other wide receivers you can get later in the draft, so I'm not going to buy the most expensive wide receiver.
Let's go to the other end of the AFC West, Las Vegas. A bunch of moves, offseason moves. Darren Waller traded to the Giants, and then they replaced him at the top of the second round with rookie Michael Mayer, who was widely expected to be taking the first round. They got him in the top of the second round. They signed Jimmy Garoppolo, who underwent foot surgery in March but is expected to start. The team has the option of cutting him if he can't pass a physical, though, which would void his contract. If Garoppolo is cut, here's who you got left. Brian Hoyer or fourth-round rookie Aiden O'Connell from Purdue. Wow.
Yeah, that sounds like a Carson Wentz signing would be imminent.
It probably would.
Tom Brady unretires.
Or they just outright tank.
Yeah.
They signed free agent wide receiver Jacoby Myers, who is better than any of the Raiders receivers other than Devontae Adams. So there's that. Will this offense be better or worse than last year? Well, they were 12th in yards and 12th in scoring last year, which is pretty darn good, better than I think most people thought. But this is going to be worse and maybe a lot worse, and especially if Jimmy G can't go. Or if Jimmy G's just awful outside of San Francisco, right? You know, San Francisco may have just made him look like a palatable NFL starter because he was dumping the ball off to all these talented guys. Maybe Jimmy G's awful. Raiders made no meaningful moves to improve a woeful offensive line. Only Colton Miller appeared in the top 60 of PFF blocking ranks across all of their starters on the offensive line from last year. And only two starters ranked in the top 100 of blockers for Pro Football Focus. So a bad offensive line stays bad. There's not a lot to like here. This is an offense to avoid. The most underdrafted player is Jacoby Myers. Last year, he was wide receiver 29 on a pretty bad passing offense. So he goes to another pretty bad passing offense. He's wide receiver 54.
Yeah, I love Myers. I think he's a great player. He was in a good spot in New England. Not a great spot here for him, but he's talented. And he's been injured, too, so that's suppressed his numbers as well. But
great.
I love Myers.
You know, Mac Hollins was... He finished last year as wide receiver 41, and Jacoby Myers is better than Mac Hollins, who he replaces in Las Vegas. Myers, very guillotine-friendly last year, too, by the way, with just two games all season under 9 fantasy points. Super consistent last year. So Jacoby Myers is the most underdrafted player. The most overdrafted player, conversely, Devontae Adams, wide receiver 8, 12th pick overall, and there's a lot of downside here, as I've already outlined here. Last year with Derek Carr, Adams did a lot of his damage on longer passes. He led the league with 9 touchdowns of more than 20 yards out. What's the one thing Jimmy Garoppolo for sure can't do? Pass deep. So Jimmy Garoppolo's not slinging bombs to Devontae Adams. So I'm really nervous here. Adams has basically openly said he doesn't want to be in Las Vegas. This is the rebuild is on. I don't like it. I'm out on Devontae Adams as the 12th pick overall. Let's go to our next AFC West team, and that is the Denver Broncos.
Denver Broncos, offseason moves that matter. Signed running back Samaje Perine coming over from Cincinnati. Probably going to be your week one starter. We'll talk a little more about the running back situation in a bit. Denver also drafted wide receiver Marvin Mims. Some people are excited about him, including me. Tim Patrick should make his return, blew out his knee in training camp last year. So kind of a crowded wide receiver room in Denver. But I think that bodes well for Russell Wilson and company. I think this offense is going to be better with Sean Payton as the head coach. One would think he could only get better. Kevin James playing Sean Payton could make this offense better compared to last year. It was just a total disaster across the board, starting with Russell Wilson. So there's value everywhere right
there
now.
There is. Literally every Bronco feels like a value.
Yeah. Jerry Jeudy, he's got a premium on him, but I really like Cortland Sutton. He's going much later. But I'm going to go with Russell Wilson as quarterback 18. If you're going to wait on quarterback and just grab a couple towards the tail end of your draft, Russell Wilson, quarterback 18, hopefully, you know, last year was probably a whirlwind for him.
It was bad.
It was a disaster. Bad. We don't have to revisit it. But he did close strong. He had a couple good games. Allowed him to beat out his toilet totals with passing touchdowns. So
yes.
Quarterback 18 with Sean Payton in town. I'm buying Russell Wilson at that price. But who I am not buying, the most overdrafted player by far to me, and it's not close, is Javonte Williams, going as running back 29 right now. Inside the top 100 overall picks, it's a start on IR is imminent in my mind. And you know, if this season goes belly up, what's the rush bringing him back? His knee injury far worse than Breece Hall's, they say.
Yeah,
there's concern. There's this concern he could not play this year. And even when he does come back, same goes for Breece Hall. They're not going to be the player you expect.
Not in year one, probably not. You know,
only Adrian Peterson
did it, and a few others have done it, but it's you're more likely to get a J.K. Dobbins season from last year, who had a massive reconstruction, and then he just limped his way through last year. That's the downside on Williams.
Totally with you. So, that's an easy fade for me at that point in the draft. You can grab Perine still a couple rounds later, and I feel much better about that.
Let's go to the Los Angeles Chargers, a team I'm really optimistic about. Very few changes here in the offseason. They drafted the kind of the heir apparent to Keenan Allen, not stylistically at all, totally different guy. But TCU wide receiver Quentin Johnston, once Allen retires eventually and probably goes to the Hall of Fame, the Chargers will have two big physical receivers in Johnston and Mike Williams. They also drafted wide receiver Darius Davis, also from TCU, and he is stylistically like Keenan Allen. He's a long-term dynasty stash. If you're thinking about Keenan Allen's retirement and who's going to fill all those slot reps, it might be Darius Davis. If you're in a bigger dynasty league, just keep an eye on that kid. Chargers made no notable improvements to its offensive line despite finishing dead last in PFF run blocking rankings, but they do get Rashawn Slater back and after he had an injury-filled season last year. This offense, I think, is going to be a lot better, and it's just really this simple. Justin Herbert won't be languishing through multiple injuries that clearly affected him last year. He had the massive rib injury that he never looked the same after that rib injury. I think it was a Thursday night game. And then in the offseason, Justin Herbert had to have labrum surgery on his shoulder. I mean, the dude was just, you know, he was playing so hurt last year. And then you add in Johnston, who should pay dividends immediately, first-round wide receiver. And so I think this whole offense gets better. And that leads right into my most underdrafted player, Brian. It's Justin Herbert.
Yeah.
We love this guy. He is one of the five-ish best quarterbacks in the NFL and maybe one of the three best arms just straight arm talent. Justin Herbert's there. You add Quentin Johnson. You've got a healthy Keenan Allen, at least for now. You got a healthy Mike Williams for now. Austin Eckler, I mean, you know, obviously that's 100 catches. So there's so many things that can come together for Justin Herbert, the Air Bear, to come right back. Do we have Air Bear on here? Hang on. Let's see. Nope. Nope. Nope.
Fantasy.
Nope. Nope.
Roar!
Yeah, you're gonna have to. You're gonna have to be the Air Bear. I don't have Air Bear with me right now.
Sorry if you said this. New offensive coordinator Kellen Moore.
Yeah, I love it. Kellen Moore's gonna bring competency to this offense that we have not seen in years.
I love Gerald Everett too. He's going way too late at tight end in my mind too. I
think that's a nice angle. Look what Kellen Moore's gotten good production out of his tight ends throughout his time in Dallas as well. I don't feel like anybody is particularly overdrafted. Even Austin Eckler is going off the board in the top five picks of your draft. It feels totally appropriate. But I'll go Keenan Allen at wide receiver 20, 40th overall. As I mentioned, Hall of Fame career. But I think I'd rather get out a year early than a year late on Keenan Allen because we're right at the bitter end. And if he's going to have an Adam Thielen-like drop-off where you just can't separate anymore, then I think we got a problem.
Yeah.
That's the worry on Keenan Allen. At wide receiver 20, I don't feel like you're getting really a lot of value out of him. Let's turn our attention to the NFC West. We'll take a quick break, come back and talk through San Francisco, the Rams, the Seahawks, and the Arizona Cardinals.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
Refinancing your car at Kemba Financial Credit Union can get you quick access to cash to help manage high-rate debts and expenses. Get up to $500 next day cash back, plus no payments for 90 days, and take cash equity out. Make your car work for you and drive away with extra cash. Apply at Kemba.org. Restrictions apply. Offer ends April 30th, 2024. Federally insured by NCUA.
Tired of restless nights? Meet Lisa, the sleep expert. Here at Lisa, we know that good sleep is essential for mental, physical, and emotional health. That's why their mattresses are made for exceptional comfort and support, catering to every sleep need. Check out Lisa's Sapira Hybrid Mattress, named Best Hybrid Mattress 5 years running. Sleep hot? The Chill Collection is built with cool-to-the-touch top fabric and layers of high-density comfort foams, all intended to remove excess body heat while maximizing comfort. With Lisa, getting a new mattress has never been easier. Delivery is free, and you have 100 nights to try out your mattress in the comfort of your home. Don't spend another night dreaming of better sleep. For a limited time, save up to $700 off select mattresses plus two free pillows. Go to lisa.com/iHeart for an additional $50 off mattresses and select goods. That's leesa.com/iHeart. Exclusions apply. See lisa.com for more details.
Welcome back. Paul Charchian, Brian Johnson with you. You can follow us on Twitter at Paul Charchian and at BTXJ. Also, if you don't know, because you're listening to the Friday show, we drop these Fantasy Football Weekly micros on a regular basis. A ton of fun. So you want to check those out on the non-Friday days as well. Deep dive on one player. Let's go to the NFC West. Which team would you like to start with?
Let's get the Cardinals out of the way.
Arizona. Doesn't feel good, does it?
No. Really nothing but bad news here. Released wide receiver DeAndre Hopkins. A.J. Green also retired. Not that anyone's going to miss him, really. Prime A.J. Green, though, man, he was something else. But
that was great.
A long, long time ago. To somewhat replace Hopkins and Green, Arizona drafted wide receiver Michael Wilson in the third round. A guy to keep your eye on. But outside of that, not a ton of movement in Arizona.
I thought they'd go running back in this deep running back draft, but they didn't.
Yeah, they're going to roll with James Conner and Keyonte Ingram at running back. will the offense be better or worse than last year? There's kind of a lot to unpack here because last year Hopkins was suspended half the year, and then Kyler Murray got hurt, and Marquise Brown was playing well, but then they're never on the field at the same time. But now Hopkins is gone, Kyler Murray unlikely to start the season. So I'm just going to say worse because Hopkins is not there.
Right.
It's not a fun offense to target, to stack, whatever, however you want to call it. The most underdrafted player to me, though, is tight end Trey McBride going off the board as tight end 27 right now. I know Zach Ertz is still there, but McBride as a rookie last year really started to flash towards the end of the season. And I'm not going to say he's better receiving option than Marquise Brown, but outside of that, I don't know. There's Rondale Moore, sure, but he's proven nothing, basically. Mm-hmm. McBride looked good, and as tight end 27, again, talked about Jelani Woods last week. These are just guys that I'll just grab two or three of them at the tail end of my draft if I'm not getting a Kelce or a Mark Andrews or a TJ Hockenson type, and I'm intrigued by McBride.
Obviously, Zach Ertz's status coming back off ACL is a huge factor.
And
he's
just old.
That's just fact.
So I like McBride. Okay. And I don't like Kyler Murray this year. Not that he's getting drafted as early as he was last year, but still quarterback 22. I don't know. He's not going to start the season. And when he comes back, he's coming off the ACL. He's essentially a running back who plays quarterback too. I'm not saying he has a bad arm, but I don't think you're going to get the rushing you want from him and a bad offense. At quarterback 22, if he hits late in the season, good for you, but there's just the risk-reward, it's not there for me. So at quarterback 22, we were just talking about you can get Russell Wilson right around the same range, a quarterback 18, a little earlier. But I'll take my chances elsewhere. So I'm off of Murray.
I'm kind of with you. I like James Conner where he's going.
Oh, for sure.
ADP is, I think he's around running back 30. I'm ballparking that off the top of my head. And you get the guy who's going to get, tons of carries every game.
Running back 28.
28, thank you.
Injuries were a concern last year, but he blew, that's
that all worked out. Yeah. You're going to get goal line carries. There's no competition for usage. He'd be my most underdrafted Cardinal. Let's go to San Francisco. The offseason moves that matter start with Jimmy Garoppolo, who they let walk. They brought in Sam Darnold for a three-headed battle with Trey Lance and the presumed starter, Brock Purdy, who looks increasingly like he's going to be ready to go. Also of note, they lost elite right tackle Mike McGlinchey, a former first-rounder in free agency. That hurts. And he's expected to be replaced by a 2020 fifth round pick named Colton McKivitz, who has barely played in the NFL. And that is a sizable downgrade on the offensive line. Also of note, team drafted kicker Jake Moody in the third round and they cut Robbie Gould. So that's for those who are still playing with kickers, Jake Moody looks like a nice long-term prospect. So will this offense be better or worse than last year? I think it's going to be about the same because it's a Kyle Shanahan offense in which you just distribute the ball to your playmakers and you let them go do special things. Trey Lance if Trey Lance wins the job, it probably means it's because it's all come together for Trey Lance. Because otherwise, if they just want steady quarterbacking, Brock Purdy's their guy. But if Trey Lance turns out like you can harness the big arm strength and the mobility and everything else, that would be some tremendous upside, but only if it all comes together and he starts starting at some point. The most underdrafted player to me, and it's not close, Deebo Samuel. Yeah. Going off the board, wide receiver 17, 1 year removed from being wide receiver 2 in the NFL. Just 1 year. He's going off the board at 17. And last year, remember, he played most of the season hurt. He endured 3 quarterback switches during the season. And I want to dispel the myth that Christian McCaffrey eats into Deebo Samuel's workload. Here's some stats for you. Let's break it down. Deebo Samuel averaged the exact same number of carries per game before and after the Christian McCaffrey trade. And his targets went down by just 0.5 perception per game after Christian McCaffrey showed up. So really, he's effectively unchanged before the Christian McCaffrey acquisition, rushing and receiving. Because I hear that about Deebo Samuel. People try to validate why he would be wide receiver 17. That's crap. Christian McCaffrey's not affecting his usage. Deebo Samuel remains the best receiver after the catch. Period. End of story. Use your eyeballs or use these stats. He finished number 1 in yards after the catch. Brian, he was number one in yards after the catch on a per-catch basis by 2.5 yards. Wow. Over the next closest receiver.
That's a lot. Might That's not a, sound like a lot, but it is.
2.5 yards in per catch. Yeah.
That adds up.
Extra out of Deebo Samuel over the next closest player. He's that special after the catch. Deebo Samuel, weeks wide receiver 17, is a travesty. The most overdrafted player, I think you have to go Christian McCaffrey at running back one, overall pick three. And no other Niner really qualifies here, so I'm picking the guy who's going first, you know, and I have no new insight that you don't already know on Christian McCaffrey, but a reminder, disaster seasons in two of the last 3 years.
Yeah, and San Francisco, disaster. Super Bowl aspirations, and generally you don't run your guy into the ground in that scenario, especially a guy like McCaffrey. They want him for the long haul, so yeah, Elijah Mitchell is going to factor whether you like it or not.
Seattle Seahawks.
They made some splashy draft picks this year on offense. Wide receiver Jackson Smith and Jigba and running back Zach Charbonnet really muddies the water
for sure
for the wide receivers and the running backs. Seattle also drafted running back Kenny McIntosh in the later rounds, more of a pass-catching specialist. Rashad Penny now in Philadelphia. But really, by Geno Smith is all I can say. This offense is going to be better
I'm with
these additions. And
he's going to be your most underdrafted player, right?
I have to throw an honorable mention to Noah Fant, too, who I like a lot, his tight end 31. I just like a lot of these really cheap.
You can have Noah Fant.
I mean, I don't know. Fant gives me that kind of – he could take that Evan Engram-type leap. I mean, he's got the first-round pedigree.
It would have happened already, man.
I don't know. It was first year in Seattle last year. He was competing with more – anyway. But it is Geno Smith. Top 10 potential, and he's going.
He was top 10 last year.
He was
like quarterback seven last year.
In total points, he was top five.
He's going.
He played every game.
That's right.
And
going off the board at quarterback 17 right now. It's absurd.
And they added the number one wide receiver in the draft, and Charbonnet is going to help that offense a ton. So yeah, love Geno Smith. Way underdrafted. Overdrafted to me is Kenneth Walker. Obviously, not a kill shot, but when they drafted Charbonnet, just. Brutal for both of them, but more so him. RB15 right now. Walker is a great player. He was explosive last year, but this is going to be a good offense. So he's going to get his, and Charbonnet is going to get his as well. And Charbonnet is built for goal line.
For
so
sure.
I'm taking Charbonnet. If I got to pick one, I'm taking Charbonnet 50 picks later than where Kenneth Walker is going. Mm-hmm. So Walker... overdrafted by me right now, unfortunately. I kept him in my one keeper league. I was so excited about it. Now it's like, crap. I got to keep Kenneth Walker for head-scratching move. But for the offense as a whole, it's going to be pretty exciting times.
Yeah, with Charbonnet and Walker, you're never going to know going into any game, is this going to be the game where my guy scores twice and has the big game, or is it going to be the other guy's big game and I get nothing?
And Walker's not tough that much. He's not a better pass catcher than Charbonnet. They're basically equal there.
Yeah,
and as I said, they signed or they drafted Kenny McIntosh, who I think will see a fair amount of third down work on the longer third down. So, yeah, I'm out on Walker at that DP.
Let's go to the Rams. This is not a good offense. One of the league's worst offensive lines added a utility lineman, Steve Avila, with their first pick of the draft. And Allen Robinson was traded away. They didn't replace him with anybody of note. And really, the offense can only get better from what it was last year because it was so bad. Cam Akers took 3 months to get right, coming off the Achilles. He's back. They get Matthew Stafford back. They get Cooper Kupp back. So obviously the offense is going to be better. The most underdrafted player for the Rams by ADP, how about sixth-round rookie Zach Evans? The, I think, obvious and only apparent backup to Cam Akers, going off the board at pick 202, running back 64. And, yes, Akers looked great in December, but he looked awful in the 3 months preceding it. And if Akers regresses or he gets hurt, likely Zach Evans steps in. Zach Evans had a career average of 3.5 yards per play, which ranked second best among the incoming rookie running back class. Maybe Zach Evans is the sneaky player when there aren't a lot of guys that I want from the Rams. The most overdrafted player is honestly nobody. I expect Cooper Kupp to have a full recovery here. If I had to pick just a name for most overdrafted player, I'll take Tyler Higbee, tight end 14, because he's never proven to be a reliable fantasy producer. And I'll roll the dice on Jelani Woods.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah,
that's my guy.
Puka Nacua is getting a little steam.
Is
he? Rookie wide receiver.
Well, there's going to be opportunities opposite Cooper Kupp because nobody else has worked out. Van Jefferson's been a pretty bitter disappointment.
Yeah, he's just the guy.
Yeah, for sure, for sure. Thank you for listening, everybody. We'll be back next week as we break down our final set of teams. That would be the North, right? Well, the AFC and NFC North coming up next week. Thanks for listening. Back next week, everybody. Bye-bye.
Fantasy Football Weekly is a production of iHeartRadio. For more podcasts from iHeartRadio, visit the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to your favorite shows.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
Refinancing your car at Kemba Financial Credit Union can get you quick access to cash to help manage high rate debts and expenses. Get up to $500 next day cash back, plus no payments for 90 days, and take cash equity out. Make your car work for you and drive away with extra cash. Apply at Kemba.org. Restrictions apply. Offer ends April 30th, 2024. Federally insured by NCUA.
This is Malcolm Gladwell from Revisionist History. eBay Motors is here for the ride. With some elbow grease, fresh installs, and a whole lot of love, you transformed 100,000 miles and a body full of rust into a drive that's all your own. Brake kits, LED headlights, whatever you need, eBay Motors has it. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, it's guaranteed to fit your ride the first time, every time, or your money back. Plus, at these prices, you're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.